horse and a donkey.
Okay. I always get those confused. On the barn, where would, on the farm, where would you keep the horses?
Well, you would keep them in a, if you had them up from the pasture, you would keep them in a pen.
Uh-huh.
And that pen would open into to the barn where they could come inside.
Okay.
Come out of the weather into the barn.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a place that's kind of a makeshift place that they'd stake off outside the barn to milk cows? I don't know if they had one,
We never did milk that way, but I know that you can bring cow up to a tree or something and just put a bucket or something for them, a tub for them to eat from, and then you could milk them, just keep them still long enough to milk them.
Okay.
Okay.
Where would you keep the hogs and the pigs?
In the hog pen.
Okay. Would a hog pen have a shelter for them, or would it just be open?
There'd be one section of it that you could have it covered a little bit so they'd have a little shade.
Mm-hmm.
And not be out in the hot sun.
Uh-huh. Before people had ice boxes or refrigerators, they used to have to keep the milk and butter cool by putting it in a stream or some place like that. Did you ever hear of a name for a place like that?
You put the milk in a can and then set it in a in a stream in a little creek.
Yeah.
That's what you wanted to know.
Okay. Yeah.
I had to laugh the first time I heard someone from the north say creek.
Yeah.
And they would in turn laugh at me for saying creek.
Did y'all ever raise any cotton?
Yes, but it was two occasions. My dad traded this 11-room house that we had on Kentucky and Hamilton for half payment of a 640-acre farm down there at Woodward, Texas. And we farmed 1 year and planted it mostly in cotton. And it didn't rain enough to make any more than one wagon load of cotton off of the 640 acres. And then about a year or two later, my dad started this farm out on off of the Zurcher Road near, that's where we went to Zerna School over on the Austin Highway. And we were there about 3 years.
Uh-huh. How old were you then?
I was about 8 when we moved out there.
Mm-hmm. Is all this in San Antonio now? Or?
Yes. It's in San Antonio now.
Uh-huh. How far out in the country was it?
It was about 7 miles, and we thought we were way out in the country.
Yeah.
I was about to forget what I was getting at. We didn't make anything on the farm down at Woodward, and then about 1918, we moved out on this farm, and we had two fields,